every Catholic, every Christian should make it a priority to go to the Holy Land. During our lifetime, at least one time, we make it to the most sacred places on this earth. I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you should make it a priority. You should do everything possible. You should make it on the list of, I must go, I must see this, for 5 reasons. Let's start with number 1. Number 1 is location. Location, location, location. When I read the Bible, I ignore a lot of information. I ignore Judea and Galilee, the Kidron Valley, Jericho, this desert, that desert, Mount Carmel, all these places. I don't know where they're at. They're just, to me, a little extra information. I skip over them. When you go and you see the places where Jesus was at, you have a greater understanding of what really, really, really happened. It sets in your mind and your heart, this is reality, and it gives you this insight. The gospel writers, when they go out of their way to say, Jesus was in Bethany, Jesus was in Bethlehem, Jesus was in Jerusalem, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, Jesus was crucified at Mount Golgotha, they're giving you accurate historical geographical locations. To understand Jesus's ministry, it's important that you have some idea of where these places are in location to one another. So for example, the Annunciation happened at Nazareth. The scripture says, Mary made haste to the hill country of Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. I have traveled that distance. I have in my mind a greater understanding of what Mary went through to visit her cousin Elizabeth. I've seen that with my own eyes. I've seen the Jordan River. Where in the Jordan River was Jesus baptized? The scripture says that after Jesus was baptized, he was driven out into the desert. I've seen that desert. And so being able to see, realizing this is a barren wasteland. If it's a barren wasteland now, what was it like for Jesus? Empty. No water, no resources, no cities, no buses, no cars. You can see all of these things. It really grounds in your mind, this is real. This is not make-believe stories. This happened at certain places and at certain times, and knowing those locations really gives you an understanding that you really cannot appreciate unless you see it with your own eyes. Second, that's helpful for the understanding. When you go there, something happens to your heart. Something happens to your soul. I put my hand in the very location, I kissed the floor in the very location where in time and in space, the angel Gabriel appears to the Virgin Mary and says to her, Hail Mary, full of grace. And God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, takes flesh and becomes a human and changes everything. Where God becomes a man, I saw that. I kissed that floor. I encountered that. Something happened deep in my soul. A great understanding happened. I saw where the Virgin Mary was born. I touched that spot. I kissed that spot. I saw where Jesus was born. I put my hand on that spot. I kissed that spot. I consecrated myself over totally to God in that spot. I saw where Jesus agonized in the garden. I prayed there. I felt that. I was there with him. I saw the spot where Jesus was crucified. I put my hand in there. I touched my rosary there. I put my crucifix there. I went to the exact spot that Jesus rose from the dead, where everything was changed. I kissed that spot. I put my hand on that spot. It makes it so real, but in a way that isn't just in my mind. It changes so much in the soul. You can make that prayer, Lord, I see this. Help me to live like this is real. Help me to live like you keep your promises. So, so important. Third reason, there's other holy sites. Fatima, Lourdes, Mexico City, Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's where this one event happened. When you go to the Holy Land, on one trip, you can go to 20 places. All these locations are so close. It would be worth me traveling across the world to just go where Jesus rose from the dead. It would be worth me traveling across the world to go to the place where Jesus celebrated the Last Supper. The Last Supper, what happened in the upper room? He instituted the Eucharist. He instituted the priesthood. He instituted confession. What happened in the upper room? Pentecost happened. It would be worth me going all across the world for this one site. But when you go to the Holy Land, you're going to see other things. All these locations are so close. For on one trip, you can go to 30 places. Every one of them significant. Every one of them worthy of their own journey across the world. But in one trip, you go to all of them. I'm a big proponent of Our Lady of Fatima. I'm a big proponent of Our Lady of Lourdes, Mexico City, Guadalupe. But the Virgin Mary visited those places after her death. When you go to the Holy Land, you are where the Virgin Mary lived. The fourth reason you should go to the Holy Land, this, what I promote more than anything else, the Rosary. The Rosary is the perfect prayer that the Virgin Mary has given to us to grow in the spiritual life. So too, visiting the Holy Land, those who go with a Rosary lifestyle go there and experience more, they experience faster, more secure, in a sweeter way. Let me give you a couple of reasons why. Number one, you go to the Holy Land, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be turning the corner, there's so many people, you only get a couple seconds with some sacred spaces that are just so crowded. If you're praying this while it's happening, you can maintain a sense of recollection. You go to these holy sites, at least from my experience, I went and I wanted to grasp them, I wanted to clutch them. I didn't want that sacred moment to pass. And when I pray this, because I pray this multiple times a day, I relive that experience. I'm renewed in that realness, in that tangible, physical presence that I experience there. So the Rosary is totally transformed because every mystery of the Rosary, practically, you can see at the Holy Land, the Assumption of Mary into heaven. I kissed the spot that Mary last touched when she was assumed body and soul into heaven. I remember that. I offered prayers there, and I will never forget that every single time I pray this. So praying this helps to elevate your experience while you're there, and praying this is elevated when you come back. You could say, well, I have Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist. True, absolutely true. I'll tell you a quick anecdote. I spent a lot of time at the Church of the Nativity, and I was praying there. I spent a lot of time praying there because I stayed in Bethlehem on a pilgrimage I just made. I didn't want to leave. I was very, very sad because I had become accustomed as many times as possible to go and visit the very spot that Jesus was born. And so when I was leaving, I felt so sad, and I was like, Lord, I don't want to leave. And I felt like Our Lady was saying to me, my boy, you're so foolish. This is a holy spot, but when you leave here, I'm still with you. My son is still with you, really present in the Eucharist. So it can be easy to say, well, I don't really need to go. I have Jesus in the Eucharist. Absolutely, 100%. The living God, true God and true man, really, truly, substantially present in every chapel, in every tabernacle, in every monstrance, guaranteed. But when you go there, your love for Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist is elevated. If I'm kissing the floor of where Jesus is born and he's no longer present, that changes the way I see Jesus in adoration. I go into adoration and it can become easy for me to fall into a routine, genuflecting on two knees, just going through the motions. I did not go through the motions when I was in the Holy Land. So when I come back, it makes me realize if I acted that reverence and the presence of a space, it just helps to reorient me. I'm in the presence of the living true God who did all of these things to be united to me. So let's review so far five reasons. So far we've only gone through four. Location, location, location. It puts you into real contact. Your soul is elevated. Your soul is changed when you come into the presence of these places. Thirdly, you're getting a great deal because you're getting so many holy sites in one. More than just going to Fatima, more than just going to Lourdes, more than just going to visit any other Marian sites. Fourth, it elevates your Rosary. Your Rosary helps you to see clearly while you're there. And then when you come back, your Rosary is forever elevated. And then finally, this is very important. One of the things that shocked me the most at being in the Holy Land was how few Christians were there. Tons of Jews, very devout Jews, going to the Western Wall, honoring their most sacred place. Muslims everywhere. I stayed in Bethlehem, which is in Palestine. Muslims everywhere, very devout Muslims. Christians make up less than 1% of the population in these places. And then how much less is the amount of very devout and faithful Catholics when you put that into perspective? Because you have Armenians, you have Coptics, you have Eastern Church. There's so few people there. There's so few vocations there. We need Catholics to go back, make a change in our own lives, share the holiness with other people, and that's going to happen if we make it a priority. Muslims, they have a moral obligation to go to Mecca at least once in their life. Jews, previously, were required to go to Jerusalem 3 times a year. We have the one true living God. We have the one true God who became man, and it's not a priority. It wasn't a priority for me. I was just blessed to be able to go on a trip. And when I was there, I realized, man, we have it all. We have so much. other people take their nothingness more seriously than I take my everything. I've heard this lie so often, especially from young people. Your faith is just a myth. These are just stories that are made up. No, they're not stories that are made up. They happened in time, in history, in geography. How do we know that these spots are true? I'll give you some pointers real quick. Scripture, the gospel writers, and the writers of the Old Testament as well, are very clear about locations. They're telling you location, 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 timing of things that happened. Also, tradition. It's been handed down. For example, my mother, who is an earthly mother, knows where I was born. She knows the name of the hospital. She knows the time. And she told other people, she told me what hospital I was born at. Do you think that the Virgin Mary remembers the cave that Jesus was born in? Yes, of course. Do you think those who were present at the crucifixion would ever forget the site that the crucifixion happened? And would they not tell other people? Finally, I have archaeology. Other findings, other signs. For example, we know the house of St. Peter. There are some spots that I don't know the exact location, but there are certain places we know for a fact where Jesus was born, where Jesus died, where Jesus rose from the dead. All of these places, real, tangible, and you can go there. If you'd like to learn more about the Holy Land, subscribe to this channel. I'm not going to be making long-form content about the Holy Land. As far as I know, this is it. But I will be making shorts, giving you insights. If you enjoyed this, again, subscribe. God bless you, God love you, and we'll see you very soon.